I wanted to start off reacquainting our listeners here with your background in dance, and it's pretty noteworthy for those who don't know. I'm thinking specifically, begin with Martha Graham and Alvin Ailey, two huge individuals in the history of modern dance. Martha passed away in 91, and Alvin Ailey died in 1989. First off, did you have any personal interaction with either of them during your tenures there?
Yes, actually, both of them. I was fortunate to be one of the last dancers hired in both cases. So for Alvin, I came into the company in 1989, just actually a few months before he passed away.
Okay.
And I did have a chance to work directly with him, which I always cherished that memory.
Could you cite a couple of specific contributions that Martha made and then that Alvin made that really, in terms of the history of modern dance, are just crucial elements of that moving forward?
All right. Well, during the 20s and 30s, Martha Graham really transformed the face of dance in America with her work. So she's considered a pioneer for modern dance and is often compared with Picasso in terms of how she revolutionized her art form.
Could you give me one example of a stylistic thing that she brings or a technique or something that we take for granted today that, oh, that's Martha Graham?
Right. Well, Martha Graham codified her technique. So what I mean by that is there were lots of modern dance choreographers working, but her technique still remains today, and it's codified, so that means that we can teach it to young people still, and it has a form that folks understand across the board. The style of her movement, as opposed to something like ballet, is more connected to the floor. There's work that goes in and out of the floor. There's angular movement, and it is much more, generally much more theatrical than ballet.
And then Alvin Ailey was born almost 40 years later, but still a huge impact on the dance world and modern dance. What's an example of something that he brought to modern dance that modern dancers are using today and we may even take for granted sitting in the audience?
Yes, Alvin Ailey helped to make a similar type of transformation within modern dance. So just like you gave us a time reference, by the time Alvin came onto the scene, modern dance was already existing. And he was one of the first, although not the first, but one of the first African-American choreographers to create dances that spoke about the Black experience in America. So before him, there were folks like Katherine Dunham, Edna Guy. These are people that go sort of further back. But Alvin was influenced by seeing Katherine Dunham, and Alvin created works that are universal and are still performed today, works like Revelations.
What was your takeaway from working with Martha? Was there a specific takeaway, something that you took from that experience that you bring to your either education, your intensive workshops, or your approach to choreography today?
Yes, I do. Martha Graham considered her work to exist in the landscape of the mind. And I always appreciated that comment because her works had characters in them that were dealing with human condition, human emotions that any of us could understand. And so I keep that same idea going with my more contemporary works by incorporating theatrical elements, asking my dancers to really investigate the why of what they're doing on stage. So they go beyond just technical display to be dancers who also act.
What about Alvin Ailey, and how does that experience come to bear in your work, your involvement in community outreach, your intensives in arts and education programs, for example?
When I think of my experiences with both of those choreographers, I often say that for Martha, I learned how to dance with my mind and my emotions. But with Alvin, I learned how to dance with my soul, so that Alvin's works were so spiritually moving, not only Revelations, but Blues Suite. He has a roster of works. And Alvin's works helped me connect my own experience as a Black man in America to dancing, to what I was doing on the stage as a dancer. So with the Vital Grace Project that's performing on September 20th at ACOC Auditorium, I hold on to the traditions of my experiences with people like Alvin and Martha and many others of my mentors. And I try to convey that, pass that wonderful gift on to young people through outreach, through my work as an associate professor at UNCG, and through my company, Cyrus Art Production.
It's interesting to me that you mentioned the word spiritual and taking that away from your experiences within the Alvin Ailey Dance Company. I was looking at Atmosphere for Missing You on Vimeo earlier, and there is this ethereal, I would give it a spiritual element in that work. Just musically, just soundscape-wise, since we're in radio, first movement, African drums, second movement, there's some silence involved, there's some scat-like singing and drums kind of pared down. Very coordinated movements, but also time staggered and complex movements, really creating some stirring visual effects there. Tell me about this work.
Well, first of all, David, I need you to come and write some material for the company, because what you just described is great, and I appreciate that. That helps me know that my goals as choreographer are being communicated effectively to viewers. So I appreciate what you just said. What I try to do with works like Atmosphere for Missing You is to really bring contemporary perspective to my experiences in terms of ballet and modern. So that work that you saw, I believe it was the one that was set on UNCG dance majors. And those majors are wonderful. You'll see some of them in the concert on the 20th.
For the non-dancer, when you say set on, you're talking about providing that choreography and they're performing it.
Yes. So you teach it to a group of performers. So setting a work or mounting a work or staging a work are all kind of interused terms, meaning that a choreographer will teach a group of dancers the dance so that they can perform it for an audience. So Atmosphere for Missing You, the work that you mentioned, is a perfect example of not only my artistic vision as a choreographer, but then my work as a teacher, because that work was set on a group of dance majors at UNCG.
I'm not a dancer, but I mean, some of those movements look very complex, and the choreography itself really demanded a level of coordination that for students, I mean, must have been very challenging. What kind of reaction did you get from the students throughout the course of that preparation?
And believe it or not, that group of students were freshmen at the time. So imagine the growth they will have by the time they become seniors.